Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode. Hey, player.
Hey, player.
Is that a thing that you guys do?
Yeah.
It's his thing, but I love it.
Oh.
What's up, player? I do a character.
Is that a thing you do?
What's up, player? Do the whole kid thing.
Vinny and I do characters when we're on the road together.
Okay.
And mine is the white rapper from Houston.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, what's up, player? From the streets, all you heard.
What's up with your mixtape?
Nice.
Yeah, y'all about to drop that hot mixtape. Oh, it's going to be fire, though.
I love that so much. If you don't make that a character, man.
I know. Hey, put these headphones on, though, player.
Dude, you could just take a Snapchat filter and just make it a character.
I don't have Snapchat. We went through this.
Oh, man. Vinny, I tried to get him to do Snapchat. Is this thing, are we doing
Yeah, podcast? We're on. Why not? Fuck it. Vinny Fastlane is our guest
sure,
today.
Fine.
We're going to fast track all that. Vinny, thank you for coming on.
Hey, dude. Thanks for having me.
So, Vinny and I were in West Palm, Florida.
Woo, woo.
And
wow. It's my hometown.
Your hometown. Christy's hometown. And Vinny's all about Snapchat and the filters and the characters. And he's got all these Snapchat fans. And so I downloaded it. And I had it for, 7 minutes?
I mean, literally, maybe.
You were in the shower.
I was.
And you came out, and I'd already deleted it because it was so overwhelming.
Dude, Snapchat is so much fun.
I hate it.
You just need to take this character, and you just take one of these filters, and you just, what's up, player?
I put these headphones on. Listen to my tape, doc.
Dude, people love Confident Carl and Motivational Marvin.
Those are your characters?
Those are my two characters. Okay. I do Confident Carl. He's like an ugly face filter, but he's like extra confident.
Okay.
So he's always like, hey, what's up, guys? It's Carl. Feels good to wake up by myself for once. And then Motivational Marvin's just like extra nice. He's just like, it's just another filter, but he's always like, yeah, what's going on, man? It's Marvin. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Woo! Everything's great. Life is great. Woo! All right. Have a great day. Take risks.
Take risks.
Take
risks. He always ends it with a button. It's take risks. Sorry, was too loud?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. So I downloaded it years ago. So what happened was, years ago, we were sitting at a house party. My buddy's like, man, I just got this thing called Snapchat, right? And he's like an old player dude, right? And he's like, I just got this thing called Snapchat, man. I downloaded it. And next thing I know, I had titties from everybody.
Right.
I just had all these titties in the queue waiting on me. And I was like,
titties.
Damn. I got to check out Snapchat. Maybe I have years of titties. And I didn't have, there was
no titties waiting for you.
There was zero titties in my queue.
Couple dick pics.
Couple of dicks.
Yeah, that was me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, it was Motivational Marvin's dick, so it was nice.
Hey, check out my dick. Take risks.
So Vinny downloaded it for me. He's like, oh, you just do this and you do that. And then by the time he was out of the shower, I was like, I'm done with this.
Dude,
I'm too old, man. I'm that guy. I don't get it anymore.
Old? Do you know how many people are on there doing Snapchat? You got Snapchat?
No.
All right, well, I'm going to kill myself. Dude, it's fun. I did the same thing to Drew. I'm like, Drew,
take risks, Drew.
Take risks, Drew. Just keep Snapchatting, man. And he just went on a tangent and started nice kicking ass on Snapchat.
He's killing it on Snapchat. Yeah. You can get fans that way.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing about Snapchat. It's the fastest growing social media network.
Absolutely.
However, you can't grow fans from Snapchat. Like, you can't hashtag, you know, bubble butt and put your bubble butt on there and then people are Googling bubble butts and then all of a sudden you get followers from bubble butt. You gotta just cycle them from Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Right. Otherwise, the problem is, and that's another reason why some people don't like Snapchat, because they're like, oh, I'm posting all this shit, but like 8 people are following me.
Right.
You got to like track, you got to get them to go to Snapchat.
But see, that's why I don't want to funnel everybody into a new network, though.
It is good, though, because it's throwaway material. It's like,
I'm still trying to recuperate my MySpace fans that I've lost over the years.
Oh, you know what I mean?
I'm kicking ass on Friendster, dude.
So many, yeah.
It's so many that never followed over to Facebook. My dad just got Facebook.
Your dad finally just got Facebook.
He said he needed it because the live episode dropped last week.
Oh.
And now he needs fans got to find him.
Oh, that's so true.
He's got my dad's trying to up his social media presence.
Ooh,
so
I like that.
So he got, and now it's just he likes everything, and it's very cute. It's very adorable.
That is very
but I'm
cute.
Like, you don't want to open that door, man. You've gone this long without it.
Right.
Don't even
shut her down.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, ignorance is bliss.
Can you tell my mom that? Because she won't stop commenting on everything I post.
She is that's where I get most of my my dick pics from. Yeah.
Mom.
Shout out, Mom. What up, Mom? Yo, what up, Mom?
dude, that's so funny.
Vinny, speaking of motivational Vinny. Vinny was on the flight next to me.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Talking him through some turbulence.
Oh my god, go ahead.
So podcast hosts pretend to be the cool guy and it's their show so they can spin it any way they want. I'm gonna go on record to say that Vinny held my hand for 3.5
dude,
hours.
Dude, listen. This.
Yep.
You have a bell?
Yep.
And he's straight up, my head buried into his shoulder.
100%.
Going, it's okay, man. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right, man.
Dude, for all the Justin Foster podcast listeners out there, this guy on a plane is a bitch. This guy, dude, we sat on the plane and yep. It's like the most adorable thing ever because I've never seen somebody so scared in my life. There's like a 2-year-old kid next to us, like, that's completely fine.
Right.
But Justin is freaking out. I think I had nail marks in my arm. I had like a bruise on my forearm.
How was the turbulence on 1 to 10?
Be honest.
1 to 10?
Yeah.
Be legitly honest.
All right, you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be honest. Like a 1, dude.
No!
It was like...
I'm like... Fuck you.
What do you mean?
7.
What do you mean? Like, he's like, be honest. I'm being honest.
Bro,
dude, I've been on some bad flights.
There was a point when you were like, I'm not loving this.
I was saying that to be... No.
Remember, we were coming in against the storm into Florida. There was a tropical storm, mm-hmm. and it was pushing us up when we were trying to go down.
Dude, we were on the ground when that happened. He's like, oh, is this turbulence bad? I'm like, dude, we're still at the airport.
We're just rolling.
Is that baggage claim?
It's a speed bump.
They were throwing the bags on.
Oh, dude. I had Vinny on one arm, and I had like...
That'd be a really funny sketch.
Which
like
one?
Somebody that's super scared on a plane.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, the windows are all down.
Right.
Like, those little slide windows. And you're freaking out. He's freaking out and he's grabbing. And I'm like, dude. And I pull up the window. It's the bag, dude. Baggage.
Throwing the bags on.
We didn't even laugh.
Pulling
the door away.
Yeah.
I can't handle this.
Dude, that's so funny.
Vinny was on my left, and remember the lady was on my right, the older black woman. She's like, "It's okay, baby."
Oh, that was the best. Dude. That was the best. You were holding hands.
Yeah,
you were squeezing my forearm.
And it was not fun.
Hilarious.
It wasn't a 2 or 1 or whatever you said it was. It was at least a 5.
I've never seen anybody as scared as flying as you are.
I know.
I don't know anybody else.
Yeah,
as bad as you.
I know.
I sat next to you. You pretty.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, he's worse.
I don't know that's true.
I'm telling you right now, he's worse. And the thing is, I sat next to a lady. Just recently on a plane that was kind of freaking out. It was mm-hmm. the same situation.
Right.
And I didn't know her. So I was like, okay, this is a person that's scared on a plane.
Right.
Right.
But I know Justin.
Right.
And he was worse.
Yeah. And I was trying to keep it cool. I was like, because I know Vinny. I know this is going to get around. He's going to talk about
right.
it.
Right.
So I'm going to try to.
It's hilarious.
I'm going to try to keep it as cool as I can. And then there was one part
cool.
I was like,
he kept grabbing my inner thigh. I was like, all right.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Get scared. A 1. That was at least a 5. At least a 5.
A 1. Oh, dude. That's so great. It was like a 1.5.
No.
Oh, my God. I love you, dude. That was so funny. That's all right. You got through it. We made it.
We made it to West Palm. We spent 4th of July there and saw fireworks.
Oh, we did.
Nice.
We went to hookah bars.
Nice.
4th of July weekend. It was pretty fun.
That was a lot of fun. They wanted to go to hookah bar every single night.
It was so hot, dude.
Yeah.
I could see why people can't stand Florida.
Because of the heat?
Because of the heat.
Yeah.
It was so hot.
You see what people.
See what I mean, people... it's hot like in the desert here, but you just don't know how hot it is.
Yeah,
right.
You don't feel it.
Right.
Like there, it's like moisture's building up in your earlobes.
It was like steam.
Yeah.
It was like a steam room.
It was literally like sauna.
Yeah.
It's so weird how you get used to it. Like, I used to live there, and like, yeah, like sometimes I'm like, it's kind of hot out. But like, it was never an issue. And then I moved out here, and I didn't go home for a couple of years. And I got off the plane at like 4 o'clock in the morning. It's black outside,
uh-huh.
like in the dead of the night.
Right.
And I got off the plane, and it just like punches you in the face.
Right, yeah.
You can't breathe.
It's aggressive.
Because it's too humid. It is. And yeah. It's a very aggressive, thick, like it captures you.
Somebody said, I think somebody said it's like walking through soup.
Yeah.
It is
pretty
like
much
walking
it.
Through
soup. Yeah. See, Texas, I never got used to the heat. I never got used to it. I would like very consciously be like, dude, it's hot as balls here. Like this is not.
But
this,
it wasn't as humid
as Florida. Florida's got that like it's hot and oh, it's also blowing hot. Air,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's brutal.
My lungs don't work.
Do you drive to Texas?
I have before. No, I normally fly though.
Hey,
it's a 2.5 hour flight. I can get that.
Right? I love him to death, so it's not so bad riding with him, dude. I had I will sit next to you, squeezing my forearm,
right,
ripping it off over this dude that I had. I was in Montana, it was just like it was 6 a.m. And the flight was already bad. Like, I got in the Uber. We were almost late. TSA. I swear to God, it was like people were lined up for Jordans. Like, there were so many people there. I don't know. It's Montana.
There's
just 6
one plane in Montana.
Dude, yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But anyways, we almost were late. Finally got on the plane at 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Sit next to two parents and their baby. At 6
oh,
a.m. And the baby's,
bro.
Like, squeezing my arm, like, ah, like, screaming at me and
right.
everything. And the dad doesn't care. He doesn't say anything. He just looks at the baby and he looks at his baby and just goes, oh, look at you making new friends already.
No.
Dude, no. I was like, this guy is such a dick. Anyways, I fall asleep and I wake up and I spill my water on him and the baby, like on accident, I hit my tray and I spilled it on the baby and I didn't know what to say. So I just looked at him and I go, hey, good thing we're friends already.
Yeah, dude.
You dunked that baby.
That deserves a bell.
Hey, what are friends for, right?
Oh, man. Do you know how funny that would be if that guy listened to this podcast?
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, that son of a bitch.
That bastard. Yeah.
Spilled water.
That's hilarious.
Baby. Dude.
That's perfect.
There's a couple of episodes I was talking about where I was on the flight to Dallas, ironically, and the guy next to me was like this like old school player, dude. He had like the gold chain on. He was like in sweats. Whenever somebody like just wears sweats like out in the wild, like I know that they're very confident,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He had his sweats on.
You gotta be confident.
Right, yeah.
He
had his Jordans, and he was just texting chicks, dude. He was just texting chicks like that he was going to land in Texas and meet.
Lining them up.
He was lining them up, setting up his schedule, and then one of them literally, I kept glancing over, looking at the different names, and one of them just said, pretty face.
Perfect. Perfect. Pretty face. Not even, just pretty face.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, not even the club that he met her at, or
I would love to, like, I would like to do a study. I would like to take 5 people, randomly, put them together, and then we get to look through their phones. And five of the craziest saved names into their phones.
That's funny.
Isn't that great?
Yes,
dude.
That's pretty good.
How many people? Look, I guarantee you. I don't want to blow anybody up here.
I have a lot of do not answers.
I probably got some do not answers.
I have a lot of do not answers.
Yeah, I've been there before.
But how do you look? Yeah. You just go through. You just scroll through your contacts.
Oh, I got some weird ones in there, dude. I mean, where you just because you want to remember,
right? Well, right. Have you done this? We could play this right now if you guys want to. There's an option on Facebook where you go this moment. So you look at today and it goes back since you've started Facebook.
Yeah.
And you can read your posts. Like, I usually check in the morning and it's super embarrassing. Do you want to play this right now, Vinny?
Oh, I always hate myself.
So go to Facebook, go to see more, go on this day, right? And it shows everything from September 15th.
Wait.
Up till you started my Facebook. So mine goes back to 2009.
And go to where? Seymour.
Not just where it says moments?
Not moments. Moments is something different. So
that's something
you
different.
Go to on this day.
On this day.
Uh-huh. So see all.
On this day. What did I post? Oh, dude.
So read your most embarrassing one.
Dude, I hate myself so much. On this video, day.
Video's standing up.
No. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm a psycho.
You are standing up.
All right, so it's a video that I posted from Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And it's me in a car driving, acting like a psycho. And I wrote, "What happens to me when I drink coffee at night?" And here, let me play it. I remember this post because I'm an idiot. That's what happens to me when I drink coffee at night. All right, I'm going to kill myself. Goodbye.
Here's mine. There's three. God. September 15th, 2010. And this is the worst. Okay, I'm going to do that one last.
Oh.
September 15th, 2011. Oh, this is pretty funny. I just bought 15 copies of Hoarders on DVD.
Okay. I like that.
It's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. Here's the one, though. September 15th, 2010. This outing might be a bad idea. Ellipses.
Gross. We get it, Justin. You have awesome plans.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Four likes.
Wait. Four likes?
Exactly four.
Oh, that's great. I got this one, too. Oh, I posted. I was at the Gas Lamp in San Diego doing a show.
Yeah, show post or Long Beach is cool.
And then I did this one. This was 2 years ago today, and I posted a picture of. Dude, I was at the airport and I saw this phone and it had like a typewriter underneath it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was so old, and I just put so happy I just got the new iPhone 6.
Oh God! And it's a payphone.
And
we
it's a
get
pay
it.
Phone.
We get it.
It's ironic. All right, I'm gonna kill myself.
So clever.
Christy, you can't do it because you have not an iPhone. What is this thing?
Oh, because I have not. It's a fucking Android.
Oh man, that's so everybody funny. Calm that's down. A good game to play.
Get this. Yeah, it's super embarrassing. I do it every morning
that's
just
hilarious.
To remind myself what a piece of shit I was.
Wow. Well,
just
can't
so
believe
everyone
I posted
remembers.
That video last year.
Right, and I'm sure it was so important to you at the time too.
Oh God, I just
this is gonna be awesome.
Right.
I was just.
I wonder what happening on my outing though. I wonder what we ended up doing September.
Nothing 15th. Awesome. You probably got drunk and took your pants off in a bar and went home alone.
How did you know how all my nights ended?
Yeah.
We were doing this at Christy and I went to breakfast this morning before the podcast. Mm-hmm. By the way, worst couple I've ever seen walked into the diner this morning.
Where'd you go to breakfast?
NoHo Diner. Proud sponsors of Foster
worst
the Podcast.
Proud.
Not yet. They don't know it yet, but.
They walk in together. The guy looks like a tweaker.
100%
tweaker. The chick looks like she just straight up came out of her trailer. And she comes in announcing loud as shit. The lady's like, "Oh, I haven't seen you in a while." She's like, "Yeah, that's because I ditched his ass." And the lady's like, "No, you didn't." She holds up her ring finger and says, "Yeah, look, I already hawked it."
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yep. Super
classy.
White trash.
Classy.
And I guess her new boyfriend, I guess, the new guy.
I don't know if it was the old guy or the new guy or what was happening.
He has headphones in his ear the entire time.
Yeah. They just hate each other.
Long ass hair. And he's talking to her. But like still listening to whatever, so it's so uncomfortably loud,
yeah.
And so obnoxious,
and
so white trash,
yeah.
That Christy and I were trying to talk, and we keep glancing over, like, what is happening right now?
It was
North Hollywood's finest,
yeah, absolutely.
It's because I left his ass.
Because I left.
And the waitress
his
like, "No, you didn't." She goes, "Yeah, I did." Look, and she points to her ring finger, and sure enough,
I hawked it already.
Wow,
it already.
That's so funny.
Like,
we were talking about. We talk about baby names for Christy. So your sisters are twins.
Yeah, I got twin sisters. Identical. Do you know if they're going to be identical?
They are not identical.
Your sisters? I don't think so. Yeah.
Oh, we haven't even talked about it yet.
No. So on last week's live episode, we announced that you were having a boy.
Right.
And that's all that you knew.
Right. There was a debacle with the gender reveal. We didn't get to find out both genders. All they could tell us is that there was at least one boy.
Right.
The babies are not identical.
Okay.
So this week... I ended up in the ER because I was having like severe pains and basically everyone just told me like, yeah, it's just part of having twins. Here's some Tylenol. So I hated everyone. But while we were there, we got another ultrasound and it turns out we're having a son and a daughter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Very exciting.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
A Luke and a Leia.
That's like everybody's dream wants to have a boy and a girl.
Right.
Spit them out at once. Yes.
Yep.
That's
absolutely.
Great.
That's perfect.
Absolutely.
And they all grew in 4 hours.
Yeah.
I went on vacation last week and I come back a week later and Christy has got this thing going on.
Right. Yeah.
which
much bigger than I was.
Which what happened? They like split your abdomen
my,
open.
My round ligament. Ooh. It stretches when you're pregnant, but ooh, sometimes with twins and first time moms, it will stretch very hard and very suddenly, and it
awful.
Feels like you're dying. They thought my appendix was bursting when I went to the ER.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Girls got it rough, man. I cry when I eat a Chipotle burrito. You got two babies inside.
I cry when I
just
fly.
Open.
You cry when you fly. I'm like, oh, so bloated. You got two kids inside. Well, yep. That's very exciting. Congratulations.
It is very exciting.
My sisters are identical twins. Mm-hmm. You could still, there's something called the twin, it's called Twinsburg. I think it's called Twinsburg, Ohio.
Okay.
And basically it's a festival every year, and then twins, triplets, quadruplets from all over the world go there. So even like Mary Kate and Ashley, they used to go there, and the people get scouted for talents there too, for twin scout talents. But
gotcha.
It is trippy as shit, dude.
Oh, that's
if
weird.
You, dude, it is. I'm telling you right now, it's like I've never even done drugs, and I was like, this is what drugs. This is what acid. Right. Be like, you're walking around, and there's just everybody looks the same. You're like, this is the Twilight Zone.
Oh my god,
it's so fun though. It was
that
so
sounds
much fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Sounds awesome.
Twinsburg. Did you do something? Did you make out with the Devilment twins?
Me and my cousin. Me and my cousin made out with the Devilment twins.
That's
right. Nice.
Yeah. Nah, don't be shy.
Very
now,
nice.
Out.
All right.
I think you told me that.
I'll
give
it
that
to
was
you.
Pretty awesome.
I think you told me that story when you were trying to distract me from the five level of turbulence that we were on.
Wow,
I think you told me that story.
I said anything to distract you.
Twinsburg, huh?
Was that at the Twins Festival you made out with the Devilment twins? Nice.
Yeah.
So it's just a big party.
We made out with a couple twins. There was a few. Yeah. It was fun.
So it's like a pride parade, but for twins.
Well, there's triplets, quadruplets there. Okay. I mean, there's literally like, you'll see a family. There'll be four like of the same dudes walking by in the same out. They all wear the same shit.
Yeah, they always do that. Yeah.
It's trippy, man.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It's fun though. So if you guys just want a good time, it's always the first weekend in August.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There you go.
You can do a live podcast
next year.
There.
Yep.
You should go there. Yep. You should go there. There's a lot of like, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel. My sisters aren't like actresses or models or anything, mm-hmm. but they were on Jimmy Kimmel for a little clip from that.
And wow.
They were almost on a reality show from that.
Did that just eat you up inside?
I wasn't even in entertainment then.
Oh, okay. All right.
I actually tried comedy like a few times then, but I wasn't like divin' it.
That
but I was just like,
me.
Damn, you guys are more famous than me.
Right. Yeah. Is it that easy?
Dang.
Just for
that
sharing
is, so
jeans.
I moved to LA and now I have a studio apartment. I hate myself.
Should have been a twin.
You find me at diners Should've looking for crazy twin. Bitches.
So we were looking up names.
Right.
And we were looking up the most popular names of 2016 because you don't want to get a cliche name. So whatever they're searching for, you don't want like 1,000 people to be. So we were looking at like the hot names of 2016. Do you want to the top?
Don't
top six.
Don't name your baby 11 from Stranger Things because I hear that's what people are doing.
Oh, really?
I hear people like every year they'll name their kids something that's like important from that year.
And that's what we were talking about. Miley. Like there's a lot. Yeah, like Kylo Ren.
Oh, right.
Yeah. If I meet a pair of parents and they're like, hey, meet my baby 11, I will pee on their shoes.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Right. Yeah.
Put an end to it.
Because it's like that one thing that was popular for like a little bit, and that, you know, for the rest of their life, people are going to know.
And now your kid has to explain it.
Right.
40 years from now,
right.
your kid trying to climb the corporate ladder has to explain that there was once a show.
There was once a show. And which is a great show.
It was kind of okay.
Yeah.
On Netflix. What's Netflix? It was a thing that we had.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, you were saying six names.
All right. So what do you guys have any guesses what's in the top? You can guess, and I'll tell you from the top 10. Guys and girls.
Kylie.
Okay, that's your guess for Kylie. Okay, what about a boy?
I don't know.
Okay. Christy?
Okay. See, I've been doing some research on this lately.
Okay.
Girls' names, Sophie or Sophia, Chloe.
Okay.
Let's see. What else do I have for girls? So those are my two. Olivia.
Okay.
Those are my girls' ones. For boys, what is he? Finn, Noah.
Okay.
And Maddox.
Okay. So let's do top five.
Okay.
Baby names of 2016.
Uh-huh.
For girls, Isabella.
Oh, Isabella.
That's a good one.
That's pretty.
Mason.
For a girl?
For a guy.
For a guy.
Four, Sophia.
For girl.
Nice.
For guy, Lucas.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Top three. For girl, Ava.
Ava.
A-V-A.
That's another very popular one.
Guy, Ethan.
Okay.
Okay. Two, for girl, Olivia.
There you go.
Wow.
For guy, Noah.
Okay.
All right. And then top number one, for girl, Emma.
Emma.
And Liam.
And Liam. Okay, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah.
In 42 years from now, you got to explain, well, there was this one actor, he was kind of okay.
I will find you.
He took some people.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's cool. So you don't know the names.
Yeah, it's Ethan and Emma.
That's awesome. Interesting. The boys' names stayed very traditional.
Yeah. And, you know, there's still a bunch of Michaels in there.
Right.
There was still a bunch of... there's a Jacobs, James,
okay,
Daniels, Jax, Sebastian.
Jackson's been a really popular name
Wyatt.
Lately too.
Wyatt's number 26. That'd be a dope name.
Wyatt. Yeah,
Wyatt.
You like that?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fire. Caleb, Zoe, Brooklyn. Ooh, Brooklyn for a girl.
Yeah,
it's got to be fun to find it. My sister just got pregnant. She's pregnant.
Oh, nice.
Not just she's a couple months, but you
okay.
Know.
Does she have a name picked out?
No.
Okay, tell her we can help her out.
So she can listen to this and she can figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure out her names.
You know what? For some reason, no, I don't think she said like Isabella or anything. I don't know if she said anything to me. Look, I'm a terrible brother.
No, she told me the name of her child.
Actually, she's not even pregnant. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Maybe she said that. I'm not sure.
I don't even have a sister. What are you talking about? Winsberg isn't even real.
I don't even know his twin. Oh, that's so funny.
You just dropped the mic.
Keep going.
In fact, Justin and I were never on a plane together.
What? I'm not even here. I'm still asleep. Oh,
man. Is it one of your twin sisters?
Yeah.
And it's not twins?
No. But I think it skips a generation.
Oh, okay.
So maybe their kids will have twins.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or my kids will have twins.
Your kids will have twins. Yeah. There you go.
Sounds like you got the genetics.
Are you dating right now?
Hopefully I'm dead by then.
Are you single?
Single.
Single?
Single.
Single in LA.
I'm a single lady. I'm a single lady.
That's why you're so active on Snapchat.
Yeah, dude.
That single life.
Yeah, dude. I'm too busy.
Yeah?
I'm just too busy.
Dude, you're about to go on tour with Dane Cook.
That's exciting.
You're about to tour Canada.
It's crazy. Yeah, thank you.
How
awesome is that?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, even in college, I was, you know, I was a Dane Cook fan and I even saw him live at the Mellon Arena with my family. My mom bought us all tickets.
Shut up.
I saw him at the arena and I'm just like, wow, this would be crazy. Now I get to tour with them.
And so now you're awesome. Opening for them?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Holy shit.
And it's it's all over Canada, possibly New York City, and we are doing the Just for Laughs. So it's Just for Laughs, comedy festival tour.
Nice.
So it's
theaters?
Yeah, it's all theaters.
Nice.
It's all big, big theaters.
You nervous?
Not at all.
Yeah, you're excited.
I'm an energy person.
Like, I know you are.
I'd get more nervous in front of five doing comedy in front of 5 to 10 people than
really?
5 to 10,000, which it'll be.
Interesting. So. I'm the opposite.
Really?
You give me a small room with 10 people, I'll fucking crush it. You give me a room of like 3,000, I'm in my head the entire time.
I'm terrified of 5 to 10.
Really?
These theaters will be like 5 to 10,000, and I will walk out there like ecstatic, like I got this.
Yeah, yeah. Vinny's so high energy, you're going to backflip onto the stage.
That's my opener, dude. I come out with the Blue Man Group or whatever. They're like...
This opener's really upstage in the headliner.
So much pyrotechnics.
Then he gets lifted from the ground.
my intro, I come down like on strings from the ceiling or whatever.
To bye bye bye
bye bye bye.
Dane's in the back, like, why did I bring
why
this
did
fucking
I bring
kid?
This kid?
Jesus,
spending
I'm
so
excited,
much of
man.
Because
you're
wait.
Him. Years ago, with all the energy, and
I know.
Now he's like, right. "Oh, like, I don't want to work that hard anymore."
Yeah,
yeah, you know,
I'm pretty high energy comic.
I love it though; it's great.
It's awesome.
I'm trying to, yeah. Just
I want to be, but I'm old. My knees hurt and shit.
Dude, I always leave with an injury.
I know you do. We worked in Florida, and you were literally closed upside down against the brick wall.
Oh, I scraped my left that Florida with bruises on my elbows. Dude, I left Salt Lake City, Utah. They had a curtain on the back,
uh-huh.
And I slid down the curtain.
What
I gave
the
myself
hell?
I gave myself a rug burn on my under my chin, under my chin.
That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty committed.
Psycho,
yeah.
Who knew you weren't supposed to do that? You know what I mean?
I think it's taken me a while to be like, you know what? I love comedy. If I'm not having fun on stage, what am I doing it for?
Right.
Like, there's no point. So I just make sure that I have fun on stage, and everybody, I'm like, get on board or whatever.
Right.
Get on board. I don't know. I'm excited about it. Really excited.
Seems
about
to be
it.
Paying off. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm very excited
That's
for
awesome.
You. That's really Thanks, cool. Man. Can we talk about, I want to talk about your hospital thing, and I don't want to like spoil
go
it
ahead,
away,
go
but
ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about you had brain cancer.
I had a brain tumor when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
So, right.
It does that, and obviously that changes that's why you're so high energy, and that's why you have so much fun. That's why you're not afraid of turbulence, and that's why you just grab life by the balls. Does that have a lot to do with it?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, you know, all my friends were, you know, I had the brain tumor. I played a lot of sports as a kid. All, all my friends got the, you know, I had the brain tumor. All my friends got to play sports, and I couldn't anymore. So, it's like, let's just chase something scary, which was comedy. My mom pushed me into this comedy class in Pittsburgh, and I was kind of just like, let's do something wild. So our final was just do comedy on stage. It was terrible. It was just, oh my God, it was awful.
Do you remember?
I think one of the jokes that I told was like, I can't walk through like customs, or I can't walk through the TSA check-in without a beep beep, without it going off, which isn't even true because I have a titanium plate.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't, the titanium plate doesn't even go off.
Right.
So,
but
anyways,
you know.
But you know, I tried. But anyways, I like to beat my fears. Like I like to chase. I'm like, dude, I trust life. You know, I trust God. I think like whatever's going to happen, whatever, dude.
Right.
So whatever happens, happens. So even like skydiving is terrifying for me.
Skydive.
Dude, it's one of my big fears.
Right.
And I did it. I'm like, dude, there's no way I'm
Damn.
Not going to do it. And
right.
I did it. We did it from 15,000 feet, which if you go any higher, you need oxygen.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was pretty crazy. It makes me want to do it again.
You loved it.
I hated it and loved it because when I got a little sick from the spins on the way down. Once he pulled his chute, but
did you throw up?
No, I almost did though.
Okay,
I felt real sick from this. Like when he pulled the chute, you spin like to get to the ground.
Right.
So, but I just I like adrenaline. Like I like, dude. I'm scared of sharks. I'm gonna do two shark things. I'm gonna open aquarium with sharks. Where you could just swim with divers and like the sharks. And then I'm gonna do the great white shark cages.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So
where's that at?
Well, I'm either going to go to Australia or South Africa.
Yeah, I was about to say Australia, I heard. Because I would do that. I'm not going to jump out of a plane, but I'll go underwater.
Yeah?
Yeah. I say that now. I say that for the cover of my podcast.
I've seen your knees shaking on a Southwest flight. I don't know.
100% not true. Look at him protecting himself with his arms as he talks about it. He's completely wrapped up in fetal position.
He's like, yeah, I'll swim with sharks.
I'll swim with sharks. I don't give a fuck.
Shit. Dude, I saw it. Yeah, it made me... Maybe chase the fears, man.
How did you find out that you had a brain tumor?
It's seizures.
Okay.
So they weren't like seizures where you fall over and you shake and you know, like some people have epilepsy where they just fall over and shake and spit and things like that. Mine were like, I would black out. I wouldn't know what I was doing or saying. I would be absent-minded. And like my dad, he was a doctor at the time and he noticed that, he drove me to school and we got up to school and he just let me out of the car. I stopped talking immediately and I'm just staring and he's like, Vince, you can get out of the car now. And I said, I didn't say anything. And then he's like, you can get out of the car. And I said, what time is it? He said, 7:55. I said, I got to get dressed for school. He's like, we're at school. And I was like, I must've been sleeping, but I was just like
staring off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, he thought he knew what that was. He called me, like got me out for lunch. I was like, we talked about the conversation we had this morning in the morning, and I didn't remember it. So I got an MRI, and they found it, and I had brain surgery. Like that summer, yeah.
Really?
What if your dad hadn't been a
doctor? He probably would have been dead. Yeah, it was stage two. Like it was the size of a golf ball.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
That's gnarly.
Yeah, man. I wish they would have kept it, wore it as a chain.
Yo, what up, y'all? You know, just be the comedian with like the tumor chain,
right?
What's
the tumor chain.
What's up, Blair, dude?
It's my tumor doll.
What a
That's
good conversation
crazy.
Piece, huh?
Right. What is that?
On our first date.
The thing that almost killed me.
Yeah, dude. No, that'd be gross.
This old thing.
How far into your first date do you drop that card?
The tumor thing?
Yeah.
Before
bread gets delivered.
Actually, you know, I was there for a while. I thought it'd scare people. Because then they're like, what's wrong with them? Like, maybe it messed with his head or something?
Sure.
I don't know. It was just a thing that
like
I thought in my head.
Like a serial killer?
Yeah. No, not a serial killer. is he not all healthy there? Do I have to? I don't know. I think health problems scare people. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this was just what I thought originally. So
right.
There's part of me that was like scared to bring it up. Because when you say anything with your brain, like, then maybe people think I'm like messed up or something.
Right.
Okay. So, like, no, I'm just a comic.
I know, that's right? All. I'm just a comic, which is actually more terrifying. Yeah.
No, I am fucked up.
You know, I'm real fucked up, bitter and depressed. So, yeah. It has nothing to do with the tumor.
From the tumor.
That's great.
Just life choices.
Do you try to talk about it on stage at all?
Yeah, I've tried. I still do. You know, it's got to be done in
besides
a longer
the TSA
set.
Bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I dropped that one. I have to ease into it.
What's the one that you love that just doesn't really work? Because we all have that like very personal bit that we just want to talk about, but it doesn't always get the big laugh.
I haven't worked out a lot of them. I don't know. I do want to. I like this one that I haven't really. I don't even know if I've tried once. Maybe I tried it once, but I talk about how my family threw me like a surprise party.
Uh-huh.
Like my the way that like after I found
see,
out about
funny.
It. This is the thing. Like, you know how like a surprise party, like, all right, so I remember here's the situation. My friend took me my friend's like, "Come over, dude, hang out my house and then we'll go back to your house and we'll hang." I was like, "That's weird, but all right, cool." So I go over his house. We listen to the Bigger and Blacker Chris Rock CD.
Great CD.
And I fell asleep on the floor. He sits in a chair and just like lets me, and I'm just like, I think he just knows that I'm not healthy, so he's cool with like just let me fall asleep, whatever, just not hanging out with me. Anyways, my dad picks us up, he's all excited, brings us back to the house. I walk in the door and there's like 40 of my friends from school, and everyone's like, "Surprise!" And it's just a big party. You know, like, you have surprise parties for like, you know, like your birthday or like your anniversary.
Right.
Like, "Surprise!" Like, tumor party. Like, I was just like, you know, normally you're just like surprised. So I was just like, maybe I don't have one. Like, so what, I don't have a tumor? They're like, "Ooh, no, you still have one." But there's Cheetos and cake in the kitchen. Let's get nasty.
That's hilarious.
I don't know. It's too dark. I have a lot of dark.
Because you can go with like
tumor cake. That's
right,
what I was thinking of the whole time.
What kind of gifts do you get?
Right.
Yeah.
They got you a card, but nobody signed it because you're not going to be around. Long.
Dude, there's so much. Like, what? Oh, like maybe the surgeon like opened my head, saw that my brain was smaller than the tumor, and he's just like, "Do I leave the tumor? And take the brain?" Like, or like, I don't know. There's a lot.
How do you top that? You get the surgery, and then your birthday party next year, only 5 people show up.
Right.
Everybody, yeah, that's funny too.
There's a lot of anger you can take. That's very funny though.
Yeah, I don't know. People are really sensitive when you talk about it. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And it's my experience. So it's like the fact that I can't talk about it.
Right.
Or the fact, no, just people freak out. It's not even like, it's just like, ooh, I can't explain it. But if let's just say I do a show and people are, if I walk into a room and it's the rowdiest room in the world, it doesn't matter. The moment that I like start saying I had a brain tumor,
mm-hmm.
people get quiet.
Really?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like if I know that a room's rowdy and mm-hmm. I need to calm it down for the comic after me, and I'm just like, "Dude, whatever, I'll do tumor bits."
Right.
And they will shut up. Cause if they don't, like, then everybody's on board with me. The dude like being rude while I'm talking about my brain tumor.
Right.
Even if
asshole.
I'm not funny, he's a total asshole.
Right.
So anyways, it shuts him up, but I wanted to get him laughing, not exactly shutting up. So it's like, I got to tastefully do it. So I'm working on it. If I get my hour together to do the special, then I will do a segment in the middle all about the brain tumor.
Man, maybe you can work it out at the theaters in Canada.
Canadians, they get tumor humor, huh?
You guys want to hear 5,000 people get quiet? Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh,
let
shit.
Let me show you.
No, it's cool. I'm happy. I'm grateful, man.
But
I'm
dude, you could tell, though, your outlook on life and your energy and the way you approach things. Like, you're the first person on the dance floor dancing with a group of 10 hot chicks. You know what I mean? You're the guy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, like, that's so... Like, you have to go through that to get to where you are now, but where you are now is so, it's so amazing.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
It's an adrenaline junkie.
I do that, though. Like I've been on a plane since then. I'm like, okay, what would Vinny do? What, you know what I mean? Like, what if I had given a second lease on life and this, I don't want to spend it in fear worrying about dying.
Dude,
right.
It's pointless.
And it lasts for like 5 minutes and then I'm terrified again. But, you know, for a second I try.
It's all right. I get terrified for stuff, but you just get, I don't know, man.
Scares you now?
What scares me now? I mean, yeah, like.
So the death thing is taken away.
Swim with sharks would be kind of creepy.
Uh-huh.
What scares me now? I mean, I mean, people always say cliche stuff like failure or whatever, but you know what? I don't even say that. You know what? When I was moving out here and everyone's just like, you gotta move just to say you tried. I'm right. Like, I don't, just to say you tried. I don't take that for, I don't accept it. It's
right.
Like, people say, I'm not moving out here to try. I'm right. moving out here to do.
To do.
Right.
It just, you can't. Whatever you
God
do.
Damn
dude,
right.
I did, yeah, you could say you tried. You could say you tried. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna say I tried. Because I'm not going to fail. Failure right. is what you accept. Like, you just got to make sure you're happy. Whatever it is. Uh-huh. Like,
right.
I had a conversation with my dad the other day, and he's like, if somebody, I don't know what the conversation exactly went, but it turned out to be, if you got three wishes, what would your three wishes be? And my dad was like, you know, a lot of people say, you know, for money be the one wish or whatever. And he's like, I only need one wish, and it'd be like, to be happy,
mm.
which
right.
is all you need. Because
right.
if you're completely happy, you don't care about money. You don't care about,
right.
You know, whatever it is.
Right. Because you can have all the money in the world and be miserable.
Right.
It's true. Yeah, whatever it is. Whatever makes you happy. So, anyways, I, where was I going with that? But I'm a ranter. You need a 2-hour special for my damn mind. Anyways, I feel like you come out here, you just do it. Like, I don't accept failure. You could be happy. You just have to, you know, work hard. I think you have to work hard. You have to be patient. Set short goals,
mm-hmm.
and just enjoy the journey, man. That's it. It's like it. It's all you gotta do.
That's
and that's really Thanks. The key, right? Is not pretending like stuff doesn't scare you. Fear is good and can be a motivator. It's just
yeah.
having something in your life that pushes you past the fear to take the action anyways.
Yeah. I think a lot of people live in a bubble, live in a box. They mm-hmm. just very closed-minded or very, you know, people that maybe stay in a small town because they're scared to get out or
sure.
they're scared to do something or whatever. It's just like, dude, experience life. We're given one.
Right.
We're given one.
I know.
Just go do it, dude. Like, I had a buddy of mine that had a breakup, and I'm like, and everybody's giving him advice. I told him, I said, the one thing that I said was like, I said, you know what you should do? You should take 2 to 3 days in a random city by yourself.
Mm.
Just go do it. Go do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's like, that's the best I ever got anybody's given me. He's like, that's the first one. I was like, oh, thanks, man. I didn't think about it to be like that, but I'm just
right.
like, yeah. It's like, dude, you gotta be content with yourself. You gotta be happy with yourself. Challenge yourself. Just get up, leave, go to a random city and spend 3 days there by yourself. You'll
right.
be like, what goes through your body is incredible.
Right.
There's a fun story about Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro was like, wasn't booking anything.
Uh-huh.
And I think actually Dane told me this, but Robert De Niro wasn't booking anything. He went away backpacking Europe for like, I don't know, 2 months or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back and he booked everything because mm-hmm. he was clear-minded. He was a different person. He just like appreciated things. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I can't explain it, but it's just, dude, go out there and live life.
What's
there to be afraid of?
Right. Absolutely.
There's literally nowhere else to go after that. I'm ending it right there.
All right.
Dude, that's fucking beautiful.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
you.
Very awesome. I love that.
Thank you,
I love
man.
That.
Thank you.
God, you got me all fired up right now. I'm going to go jump out of a plane. No, I'm not
going to do that. No, you won't. We'll just do some swimming with sharks.
I'll swim with sharks with you. I don't know how I'm going to get to Australia, though. Is there like a boat I can take? Can I take? Is there a train?
It's a long flight.
It's a long flight. I'm more scared of getting to the sharks than I am actually just swimming with the sharks.
Yeah,
that
dude,
metal tube that takes me to the sharks.
They have that at the Bahamas Hotel, I think. I forget what it's called. The Atlantis. You
uh-huh.
have to go through a water slide
oh,
that
yeah,
goes through a shark tank.
I right. do that.
How fun would that be?
Yeah, fuck with that.
That'd be cool.
That's awesome. Vinny, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah,
thank
that was
you for
awesome.
Having me, man.
Thank
do
you.
Plug your stuff. Your
I got
your Snapchat.
First of all, I have my 3-year improv show, or I'm at the Hollywood Improv. I have my own show there called Socially Awkward. My 3-year anniversary is there,
nice.
Which
I think I'm supposed to be on.
You're
going to
be on it soon.
Okay, yeah.
You're
going to
be on it soon. I swear.
There you go.
He's going to do it soon. Justin's going to do it soon. Anyways,
I have what is it? Not ransom. What's the thing that you call it? We have information about somebody.
Bribing?
Ransom. I have
blackmail?
Like, I have blackmail, yeah. Blackmail of Vinny that he has to put me on one of his improv shows.
Oh, shit. That's
and I don't
great.
Even remember what it was, but it's something I remember. But, so,
dude,
so you got your 3-year coming up. When is that?
The Hollywood Improv next Wednesday, 8 o'clock, 3-year anniversary. The lineup's going to be stacked. I can't even say who's on it.
Dope.
It's going to be dope.
Nice.
And I will be touring with Dane starting
the 1st of November, all through November, all through Canada, possibly New York City.
That's great.
Awesome.
And I'm working on some stuff, some pitches and things. I got some stuff cooking, so.
Cool. And how can people find you social media wise?
Oh yeah, social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I rarely use Twitter, but you can follow me just because I have no followers.
Sure.
but I'm on Instagram and Facebook a lot. It's Vinny Fastline, Vinny with the Y, Fastline, like the two words. No T, F-A-S-L-I-N-E.
Awesome. Dude, thanks, man.
Thank you for having
me.
Dude,
I hope you inspired.
I love you,
man. I knew you inspired me.
Very
you
nice to have you.
Congratulations on the two babies.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I love you, man.
Love you, man. Thank
you
for having me.
Let's travel together soon again.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sick of holding strangers' hands.
Oh, dude.
All right, for our show, subscribe to Foster the Podcast on iTunes. Leave us a review on there. You guys give us a review on there. It helps us with on the visibility on iTunes. Visit our website, fosterthepodcast.com. And for my upcoming tour dates, justincomic.com. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.